This is the BBC Home Service. And now, instead of the advertised programme, we present Sir Nigel Molesworth's The Revolt of the Prunes, written and narrated by Sir Nigel Molesworth, who also plays the role of General Sir Nigel Molesworth, with Timothy Peason as Colonel Timothy Peason.
Amid the sweltering jungle to the east of St. Custard's, there was a tribe of savage prunes who lived in a black mass in the school pantry. One day, the most savage prune of all spoke up.
Oh, fellow compatriots of the wrinkled fruit variety, what kind of life is this? All the boys think we're revolting. Well, we'll show them who's revolting. We're revolting!
Yes! Revolt!
The next day, school lunch was proceeding as normal.
General Molesworth!
What is it, Colonel Peason?
Don't want to alarm you, sir, but there appear to be a lot of prunes about today. Don't like the look of them, sir.
Well, I don't like the taste of them, if you'll pardon the witticism.
But look!
Good God! 10,000 prunes massing in a serving hatch!
The time has come for the prunes to be served. To arms, prunes! None shall be spared! Charge!
They are upon us, General!
Better than Innes, Colonel!
Another splendid riposte, General!
Thank you. But who is that in the middle of the melee? Is that Miss Entwistle?
Yes, General! She's holding off 20 of them with a jar of embrocation and a rectal thermometer.
Miss Entwistle! Miss Entwistle!
Prudence, please. Oh, Nigel.
Oh, Prudence! The prunes must be crumbled and after that custarded.
Oh, Nigel. My hero.
Charge! And so it was. The gallant boys of St. Custard's fell upon the prunish hordes and drove them back into a cook's dark and fetid cupboard where they belonged. And the boys and masters carried Molesworth shoulder high through the school quad, and all the boys wept with joy.
Molesworth!
Oh, thank you. Oh, Grabber! What are you doing in my delirious daydream?
Listen, Molesworth, stop gibbering like a gibbering idiot. There's no time to be lost. I have come up with the perfect ruse to get you into the medical wing to deliver your letter to Prudence.
It was my idea, actually.
Yes, well, Peason had the idea.
Thank you.
Quiet, Peason. So, have you written it?
What?
The letter to her.
He has. He's written it. He's got it on him. Show him, Molesworth. I think you'll like it, Grabber. It has a certain haunting, what was it?
Proustian quality.
Right.
Just read it.
Right. Miss Entwistle, what on earth can I say? I know not, sadly, except I would rescue you from prunes if I could.
Is that it?
Yes.
Brilliant. I knew you were the man, Molesworth.
Right, well, we'll just leave that with you and then we'll be...
No, come back here. Where are you going? You have to deliver it.
Well, me? Can't you just...
Of course I can't. I have to remain cool and aloof. Tell him, Peason.
You have to remain cool and aloof.
Did you hear that?
Not quite.
Now, listen carefully. This is the brilliant, though I say it myself, plan. This afternoon, the first 15 are playing the great Christmas rugby match against Porridge Court, a tradition that has gone back centuries since 1953. And this is the particularly brilliant brainwave I...
My idea, actually.
Quiet, Peason.
Right.
I am going to put you in the team.
Team? What team?
Our team, idiot. The first 15 team. And do you know where I'm going to put you?
No.
In the middle of the pack.
Middle of the what?
The scrum, boy. The scrum.
Scrum? But isn't that where all the big giant boys crash into each other with their massive football boots and smash each other's faces and
kick each other to death?
Precisely, Peason. Any questions, Molesworth? Excellent. By half-time, your face will be a pulp, both of your legs will be broken, and most of your arms. But it will guarantee you a stretcher ride to the medical wing. What do you think, Molesworth?
I think he's fainted, Grabber.
Molesworth! Molesworth! Wake up, Molesworth!
Nigel! Wake up, Nigel!
I just had a horrible dream that Grandpa put me in the first 15 in the huge hairy scrum against Porridge Court. Oh, thank goodness it was all but a dream. Phew! Oh, no!
Thank you, and welcome to this, our special traditional Christmas rugby match against our old adversaries, Porridge Court. And now, over to the ref, poised with his silver whistle, the school chaplain and head of the torture wing, the Reverend Julius Cadaver. And it's Traitors and Gustards, and it's Gillibrand with the ball. Run, Gillibrand, run! Now, pass to Plunkett, and he's down. Plunkett's down, and Porridge Court have taken the ball. Maim him, Motley Minor, maim that man! And he's down, and they're all down, everyone's down. And it's a scrum, the first scrum of the match, and both packs coming in for the kill. What a splendid sight. But wait, there's a man down. Who could it be? It's Molesworth. Molesworth's down. Come on, Molesworth. Play up, Molesworth. Up you get by. But wait a minute. What's happening? Grabber, captain of the first 15, captain of school, captain of everything, is, yes, quite literally insisting that Molesworth is taken straight to the medical wing. I've never seen such a thing, certainly not from Grabber. And there he goes. Molesworth is being taken off. Jolly well played, Molesworth, and good riddance. And now, on with the game. Come along, St. Custards. Maim your man, St. Custards. Maim him. Maim your man.
It's Molesworth, isn't it? And Peason?
Yes, miss. Molesworth and me, miss.
Oh, dear. What's happened to poor Molesworth?
He was in the rugby match, miss. I think he might be dead, miss.
Oh, dear. Can't have that. Molesworth. Oh, Molesworth.
Who is it?
Hello, Molesworth.
In the scrum, miss. I think I've broken all my arms and legs and all my arms as well.
Oh, heavens. So just take a little peek, shall we? Oh, it's quite a nasty scratch. I know just the thing. I'm going to make you some lovely hot chocolate.
Can I have some too, please, miss, please?
Of course you can, Peason. Now, you just lie back there, little Molly, and I'll just... But what's this? Clutched in your tiny little tiny muddy hand.
Oh,
For you, miss.
For me? Can I read it?
Oh, well...
How adorable. Did you write this?
He did, miss. Yes, miss.
For me?
No.
Oh, Molly Wally, I do love you.
Sorry,
Grabber, don't you ever knock?
No, sorry.
And aren't you meant to be playing in that frightfully dangerous game?
Half-time, miss.
And you came straight up to see how your brave little footballer is?
Yes, that's right.
Such sweet, sweet boys you are. He wrote me such an adorable note, written all by himself, just for me. Can I show it to him, Molly? Isn't it the sweetest thing?
Lovely.
I'm just making some hot chocolate for the chaps. Want some, Grabber?
Oh, you're in big, big trouble, Molesworth. Little Molly. And you, Peason, I'm going to make sure your lives are worse than amoebas incinerated in an...
Grabber?
Yes, miss?
Hot chocolate?
Afraid not, miss. Have to get the little chap back to the match, miss.
Oh, no. No more nasty football for Molly. I'm excusing him all games until the end of term. Peason as well. It's such a rough, tough, nasty game. And they're such tiny, tiny boys. What a shame I'm having to leave you all.
Pardon?
Yes, guess what? I've just landed a part in a play. Look back in Bangor or something? Apparently I spend the whole time ironing. Oh, can you imagine? Boys, what's the matter? You've all gone rather pale. Are you all right?
Yes, miss.
Good. For a moment, I thought you were all coming down with something. Anyway, Grabber, better get back to your horrid old match. And if I don't see you before the end of term, darling...
Yes, miss?
Bye.
Bye, miss. I'll get you, Molesworth, Peason.
How's the hot chockey, chaps? Goodo. I'll miss you, little Molesworth. I really, really will.
Well, listeners, here I am, Nigel Molesworth, Gorilla of 3B, Secretary of Tuckshop Committee and Curse of St. Custard's, waiting with Molesworth 2 for the pater, who, as per usual, is the last pater to arrive to whisk us away for Christmas holes. So, anyway, where was we? Oh, yes. Ah, another term is been and gone, and next term, not surprisingly, will be exactly the same as this term. The only thing that would have changed will be no Prudence Entwistle, which means Grabber won't go madder than he normally is, and Peason won't blush at the very mention of her name. I mean, he was somewhat smitten by Miss Entwistle, wasn't you, Peason? 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 Oh, yes, he's gone. As his pater came really, really, really early. And now it's just me and Molesworth too. I want to go home. Really going home. Yes, it does appear, listeners, we have indeed been abandoned for Christmas. And I shall have to eat Molesworth 2 to survive, though eating Molesworth 2 would be worse even than eating prunes. Give me a fizzy wizard. Got to tough you up, Molesworth 2. It's Pater! Pater! My Pater! Well, would you believe it? Christmas has arrived, Shane Molesworth after all! Happy Christmas, listeners! Happy Christmas, everyone!
The School Days of Nigel Molesworth was adapted by Patrick Barlow and George Poles from the books by Geoffrey Willens and Ronald Searle, with additional material by Abigail Wilson. It was directed by Patrick Barlow and produced by Liz Anstey and was a CPL production for BBC Radio. Well, it's going to be a lot more serious at 2:30 next week with an adaptation of C.J. Sansom's Tudor crime novel Shardlake, set in 1541 during Henry VIII's spectacular royal progress to the north.